So it's been about a week since I last talked dirty to you, and these are just so much fun, and they are so fucking hot for me to record. It's good to be back. So I was thinking about, and of course you read the tags, one of my just favorite toys, if you want to call it a toy, it's just a really simple set of under the mattress wrist and ankle restraints. You can have a lot of fun with those, folks. So, you're in a nice, relaxed spot. Your mind is really clear, and you're completely, completely receptive to me being in control for just a little bit. And, you know, I take great care of you. I mean, I take great care of you, little pussy. But I want to make sure that while I have you tied up for a little torturous tease, that you just have the most amazing, freeing time. Because can't that be freeing? Give someone else a little bit of control for just a little while. You know, all that noise in your day. I know you've had to handle your shit. And it's just so nice to give that over. Let someone else worry about you feeling good. And that's what I really like about this. Well, I mean, plus teasing the living fucking shit out of you. That's really fun as well. So we're going to use my straps. We're going to use my restraints. And your wrists are tightly, but not uncomfortably, in cuffs above your head. They're pulled above your head, both arms up. And you're there on the bed, completely bare for me. And you're lying there with your legs apart. And I'm sitting in between them, looking down at you, right in your eyes. Because, sweetheart, I love to see your eyes. I love to see your eyes while I tease you. And I take you just the edge, and I pull it back over and over again. I really love watching how your eyes just get so desperate. And to see you so desperate to come, so desperate for me to make you come. That really, really, really fucking turns me on. Just thinking about it, my cock is getting kind of hard. Just thinking about being there and running my fingernails just up and down your inner thighs and the insides of your knees, sitting there between your legs. Oh, fuck, and the goosebumps blooming over your skin. Seeing you bite your lip and close your eyes and just throw your head back in the pillow. Because you know what you're fucking in for, and you're a little bit scared, but you know you're gonna have a wonderful, wonderful time, because I love to take such good care of you, beautiful. Oh god, and by now, my cock would just be fucking throbbing between my legs, and I would tell you, I would look down at you, and I would talk to you, and I would tell you, sweetheart, can't you fucking see how hard you make me? It's so fucking hard not to just put my rock or throbbing cock inside you. I want your pussy so bad. Do you want me to fuck you? Sweetie, do you want me to fuck you? And I know you really would. I know you really would want to fuck me. I really want to fuck too, but I just want to take you to the edge before I do. Take you to the edge, bring you back a little bit, and and just be a really, really nice experience when I finally fuck your little cunt. It just makes me so, so fucking hot to see you squirm and struggle there on the bed. And I haven't even really gotten started. So with my left hand, I move my nails up just across your pelvis where it's really, really sensitive, where I love to touch you. And my other hand, I run my nails down from your knee, the inside of your knee, to your inner thigh. And I slowly work my way up to your pussy. And it's swollen and it's starting to get wet for me. And I can see the fucking desire just starting to drip out of you. And that's what I want, sweetie. I want your cunt just dripping for me. I want to see your cunt dripping into your asshole. That's what I want. I want you that fucking wet for me. Oh, yeah. So, with one hand, I just I just get a little closer to your pussy, and I just, oh, I just start at the bottom, and I just gently part the opening with my fingers. I gently part your lips, and move my fingers up to your clit. And I'm almost applying just no pressure. I'm touching your clit with the air near my fingers. Just ever so gently. I just want to get your attention. And I want to make you beg, sweetheart. I want to make you beg for a little bit more pressure in my fingers to go faster and faster on your clit. And that's just what you're doing. I love seeing your eyes get desperate. Like I said, that desperation in your eyes makes my fucking cock throb, and you'd see it throbbing in my lap, and I know all you want is it deep. You want my cock deep, deep in your aching, needy little cunt. And you would of course get it, and you know I want to fuck you. You know I want to fuck you so goddamn bad, but I want the tease to continue. So I take my fingers off and run my nails just back up your inner thighs. But I move from a seated position on my belly between your legs. And now it's time to use my mouth and torture you with my tongue, my lips, my teeth. And I go back to those inner thighs, just gently nibbling. My hands on the outsides of your ribs, just reaching up. Just gently teasing you and using my nails to coax those goosebumps out of your skin. And my cock is just starting to throb. It's starting to fucking throb under me to the point where it's almost fucking uncomfortable. Kind of like how it's really fucking throbbing right now. Fuck. Sorry, I really enjoy recording these. I kind of get lost in them. Sometimes it's a lot of fun. But what I'd do is I'd center my mouth just right over that needy, needy little clit. And I would gently open my mouth and breathe. I wouldn't use my tongue. I would just use the air. And I wouldn't spread your pussy open with my hands around your thighs how I like to do. No. Because I'm not here to make you come. I'm here to drive you fucking crazy. So my mouth just stays where it is. And I move my mouth a little bit closer and just let my breath and my lips, my nice, soft, full lips, just travel up and down your wet slit, and my fingertips just running across your tummy, and those goosebumps persisting, and your legs just starting to twitch a little bit, and hearing you whimper and moan and whine for me to please, please lick your clit. God, if I'm not gonna fuck you, couldn't I at least do that? Couldn't I at least plunge my tongue into your cunt, taste you, and move it up, because I know you want my tongue going back and forth, and just locked, my mouth locked onto you, just applying that gentle suction. Yeah, well, my mouth and my tongue just assaulted your tender, needy little clit. And I stay there for just a minute, and I move my teeth down to your inner thighs, teasing you a bit more there, and then moving up. I move my mouth away from your just aching, needy little cunt, up your inner thighs, nibbling along the way. And I get back up on my knees, and I grab you around the waist, and I put you in my lap, and I take the tip of my cock, and I put it right at the opening of your needy little pussy, and I look you in the eyes, and I grab you so tightly in my strong hands, and just press into you, not enough to go inside you, but just to let you know I'm there, and that I'm almost there. If I just press a little harder, I'd start to sink into you. And I ask you, I look down at you and I ask you, do you want me to fuck you? Do you want me to fuck you, beautiful? I want this little cunt wrapped around my cock so bad. Oh, God. And I would just press the very tip of my cock inside you. And I tell you, God, doesn't it feel good? Doesn't the tip of my cock feel so good, sweetheart? Fuck. And I just want to press. I want to press into you, and I want to be inside you so fucking deep. It's taking everything I have, not to just, oh, fuck deep into you. And you think I'm going to sink my cock into you. You think I'm finally going to just plunge every inch of my thick, throbbing, hard cock into your little pussy. But no. I keep you there, and I keep you just pleading, and I tell you, ask me please, please, ask me please, tell me how bad you want me to fuck you, beg me to be inside you, because I love hearing that. I love working up your desperation, just, anything, you'd give fucking anything to feel me fucking deep. I know it, sweetheart, I know it, but not yet. Not yet, so I move really quickly, and I take my cock so quickly out of your pussy, and I hear you whimper like, Oh, and that's how I know you want it, and then that's how I know I'm doing a good job at teasing you. So I take my cock away, and I get up beside you, and I tell you to open that pretty little mouth and stick out your tongue. And I get over on my knees beside you, and I just place the tip of my cock just barely on your tongue, and I'd look down into your pleading eyes and tell you to taste your little cunt. And God, can't you see how good you taste, beautiful? Do you know how hard it is for me not to just fucking drive into you when I taste this? Yeah. And let me just rub my tongue just ever so gently on your tongue. And I don't want it in your mouth. I just want you to fucking taste yourself on my cock. And you can feel my fucking heart beat through it. You can feel me fucking throb. I am throbbing. I'm just aching to fucking be inside you. And I will be. I will be in just a second. And I'd pull away from you and I'd leave my cock just out of the reach of your tongue, and you'd be reaching up and you'd be straining against those restraints to come up and taste yourself on me. And I'd keep it just out of your reach. I want to see you struggle and try to lick your tongue across the tip of my cock to get one more taste of your delicious little pussy. But I'd pull back a little bit further, and I'd reach beside the bed and pull out. It's like my favorite. I guess my second favorite toy is a Hitachi wand. And I gently, ever so gently, start moving it up and down your thighs and across your tummy and maybe even across your nipples. Maybe turning it on a little bit higher. Lingering there, just teasing you, just getting them so fucking rock hard, and you feeling those vibrations just resonate through your body. Now, fuck, now I've got the wand on my cock, and my God, that is, oh, fuck, that is just amazing. I'm sorry if I get distracted while recording the rest of this, yeah. Oh, fuck. Can I feel that vibrate? Just through me and against the fucking tip of my cock. Jesus Christ. But, shit. Anyway. Sorry. I get between your legs and tease you. Just tease across your body. Tease across your body with my wand and, and you'd be moaning, and Jesus Christ, by this point, you'd be so fucking desperate. So, I get between your thighs. And I put my cock right at the opening of your pussy, and I put that wand right up against your clit, and I just so ever so gently just kiss it across your pussy. So you can feel it, and I leave my cock right at your opening. Oh, and just you fucking think I'm going to put the wand on your clit, and I just keep pulling it back and moving it closer and pulling it back. But I take it in my hand, and I tell you to wrap your fucking legs around me, and I sink my cock into you, and I put that toy right in your clit. God, and feeling those vibrations through my cock, and feeling you twitch and tense and fucking bang and struggle while I fucking pound it deep into you, and just feeling your little tight fucking cunt throb on my cock, and knowing you're getting so fucking close, and it's so fucking tight around my cock that I know I'm gonna fucking come. oh, I know I'm going to come, and you know, after I fuck you for a little bit, and after I brought you to climax just a few times and felt you just fucking clench on me. God, it just gets to be too fucking much. Oh, God, and I just leave that wand on your clit, and you're fucking going insane, and you're fucking coming for me for the third fucking time. When I know you're there, sweetheart, I know you're right on the edge of your fucking sanity, and that's when I come inside you. Oh, and I turn the wand off because we're both so fucking sensitive, and I just leave my cock in for just a moment. And I look down at you with my own desperate look on my face, and we're staring at each other like, what the fuck just happened? I'm sorry, I got a little incoherent. That wand felt really, really good on my cock. I'm sorry. Oh, and I love to torture you like that. I really, really do. And I'm so happy that you trust me to do that. And, I gently relax. I'd relax and pull my cock out of your pussy. And, I'd get you out of those restraints and into my arms and, you know, check and just make sure that you didn't pull any muscles struggling against them. Give those wrists a little kiss. And just pull you into me for a little while you catch your breath. Just not even really saying much, just some deep breaths in and out, you know, helping you calm down from what I hope was a really, really exciting experience. So it's been fantastic talking dirty to you again. You have a great rest of your day or night, and rest well.